There was a song, Thunder on the Mountain, and I think Bob Dylan had an influence.
Well, the way that happened, Jack and Bob are good friends. So Jack called Bob and said, I'm recording Wanda, knowing that Bob was also a fan of mine. I didn't know that, but he is. And he said, what Bob Dylan song would you like for her to do on this album? Jack said he didn't even take a breath. He said, Thunder on the Mountain. It's got to be that one. We had to shorten it. I think Bob Dylan's record was 11 minutes long. So we had to take out verses. We couldn't pare it down much. Mine's 5 minutes. Jack put some kind of special words in there to make it apply to me and changed some of the wording a little bit. And then my husband and I wrote the second verse, which is about Jerry Lee. Dylan was talking about a pop singer, Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
And I said, I can't sing that. Wondering where she is the way the lyrics go. So my husband and I said, just a minute, Jerry Lee rhymes with that. Maybe I can rewrite that verse. So together we got that verse changed.
Here we have Bob Dylan, who was such a fan of Woody Guthrie. We have an Oklahoman connection there. And then for you to find out that Bob Dylan was a fan of yours, had to say, wow, first I've heard of that.
I'm finding out all this. Bruce Springsteen came with the banner, you know, get Wanda Jackson in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Elvis Costello, some country artists, Tanya Tucker and Pam Tillis, Rosie Flores.
And she released a CD called Rockabilly Philly, as a matter of fact, Rosie Flores.
Yeah.
And so you've influenced her.
She's the one that brought me back to the forefront in rock and roll music in America. See, I'd been performing it for 10 years in Sweden and Europe and Great Britain, but I wasn't working much in America. And after that was released, the new generation of rock and roll fans were saying, hey, Wanda's still performing? She's still alive? And they wanted to come out. So that's how I'm getting such big crowds. But it was Rosie's little record that did it. We went on a 5-week tour across America. Through Rosie, I found all these venues that was booking early rock music. So now I get to stay home a lot more and work.
Here we are, 2012, and as you looked at your calendar for this year, are you going to be...
Not a lot booked yet, but it'll start in spring.
And do you feel like wanting to be really, really busy, or are you cutting back?
I'm kind of happier if I'm traveling and working. At home, I don't hardly know what to do. I know we have to have supper that night, so I can kind of manage that, but what do I do with all this other time? I don't have a schedule.
Do you feel like writing at this point?
You mean songs?
Mm-hmm.
No, I should, but nothing comes to me anymore. I think about it a lot.
Advice to young performers and people who want to be in the business and all, what do you say to these people?
I just say, I know how you feel. You want it so badly. Those that have the talent will make it. Maybe not to superstardom, but they'll make it. I was always happy if I could just make my living singing. Naturally, I wanted to be a big star. But when that wasn't happening, I was still happy that I could sing. And I asked them something like, would you be happy just singing the rest of your life in smaller places? If they say yes, well, I think you should go for it.
That means inside they have to do it.
Yeah, if you're born to do it, which I know I was, if it's my passion, I a lot of times tell people, if you can find something else that rings your bell, some other business, some other occupation, you probably should go for that. But if there's nothing else that interests you, then stay right where you are and keep plugging along and make something happen. Sometimes you have to make it happen yourself by performing for people.
What do you think of the current television program, American Idol, and they bring on these talent? You've certainly watched that, and they probably are finding talented people that otherwise wouldn't be there.
I've never gotten into American Idol, but I like America Has Talent.
Okay.
It's kind of the one I preferred, but I had no idea there was so much great talent out there. They're finding them everywhere.
Right, and it was
so
something that nobody was doing in your time.
Oh, no.
You know, these people had to work it the hard way.
Yeah.
They're finding talent that...
You know, it could be your neighbor you're going to see on American Idol next. There's always been the talent out there, but not the showcases for them. So this is great.
When it's all said and done, how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, gee. I think as a good Christian woman that enjoyed performing, having fun, and enjoying life, and giving hope to others, something like that.
If there was a song that I asked you to say, just a verse or two from it, to finish this thing off, what song would that be?
It would be either Right or Wrong, if you wanted a ballad. If you want up-tempo, I'd do Let's Have a Party for you.
A cappella, can you do either one of those?
I knew you were going to do that to me.
When I asked Roy Clark, he did Yesterday When I Was Young, and I didn't know if you...
I always wind up getting them too low,
and
I can't sing them. But I'm having trouble even talking today, so I'm going to beg off.
What about a gospel song, if you were to name one?
Well, I'd do my signature gospel song, which I have. A lady that wrote it, but the Lord helped me to realize that I could use this song, and that's Jesus Put a Yodel in My Soul.
She wrote that for you?
Yeah. My husband said, everybody loves it when you yodel. Why don't you write a gospel song? Because I was writing gospel at the time. He said, write a yodel gospel song. I said, I don't think it would be acceptable or appropriate. Well, he said, I think you ought to think about it. So he told it to another lady who was a songwriter. It wasn't long till I got in the mail this sheet of paper with four verses. She didn't know how to yodel, didn't know what to do with that, but left a little section there for it. I didn't know what to do with the yodel either at that point. I remember asking the Lord, how am I going to get into the yodel on this song? He said, just say my name. You know, it just came to me like that. Say your name. Jesus, Jesus. He said, yeah, like that. Jesus set me free. Old lady, That's very different for a gospel song, but it's my signature song.
That's great. That is great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda. This has been a true joy, pleasure, and I got you to sing?
Yeah, you did it inadvertently. You're good.
That was an added value to this.
I decided to do that for you.
That was added value. You've been very kind and very nice, and now this interview will live on forever and ever, and we're very proud as Oklahomans to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm proud of Oklahoma. Just couldn't be prouder. And I represent you all over the world.
Well, I guess. You're a great ambassador, aren't you?
I'll continue to do so. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.